Welcome to Evening Jazz. I'm Robin Lloyd. In honor of Black History Month, we're taking a look into the career highlights of African-American artists and their contribution to the world of jazz and blues. There's a modern-day band drawing inspiration from Gullah, an American subculture that flourished in the Lowcountry of South Carolina and Georgia as far back as the 1600s. Meet Ranky Tanky with John Kessler.
Who is the greatest?
We are the greatest.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Past tense.
Yeah.
And tense.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Ranky Tanky is a five-piece group from Charleston, South Carolina, who play jazz-influenced arrangements of traditional Gullah music. Their debut release came in 2017, and their 2019 album, Good Time, was just awarded a Grammy for Best Regional Roots Album.
Old lady come from Bo-Star, had two hands and a rooster. Rooster died, the old lady cried, there's no need eggs like she used to. Oh, my, look so, oh, my, look so. Who've been here since I've been gone? Pain in my head, pain in my heart, pain in my feet, pain all over me. Pain in my head, pain in my heart, pain in my feet, pain all over me.
It's the band Ranky Tanky and their contemporary approach to Gullah music. What is Gullah? Gullah is a distinct culture created by enslaved Africans and their descendants in coastal South Carolina and Georgia, with its own dialect, food, and music traditions. Compared with other groups of slaves in the New World, Gullah developed in relative isolation for a very basic reason. Malaria and yellow fever, carried to the New World with the slaves, became widespread on the rice farms of the coastal Lowcountry. While the Africans had some acquired immunity to the diseases, many white slave owners avoided them by leaving their workers in charge of the plantations for extended periods. And so, Gullah culture and community life remained strongly rooted to African traditions. Gullah music is influenced by West and Central Africa, but also by other music of the region, like gospel and country and blues. Songs you'll know from Gullah culture are Michael Row Your Boat Ashore and Kumbaya, among many others. Traditional Gullah is a cappella, voice only, with foot stomps and hand claps, as in this 1960 recording of Jesse Lee Pratcher doing Green Sally.
Green Sally up, Green Sally down, last on the squad got a tail of brown. Old Miss Lucy dead and gone, left me here to weep and moan. If you hate it, fold your arm. If you love it, clap your hand. A green Sally up, a green Sally down. Last done Scott got a tail of brown.
Now here's Ranky Tanky's version of the same song.
Green Sally up, green Sally down. Green Sally make her possum brown.
Ranky Tanky's contemporary approach to Gullah and their unique instrumentation allow each member to bring the strongest parts of their musical personalities. With guitar as the only chording instrument, Kevin Hamilton's bass takes a more prominent role in the mix, and Charlton Singleton's trumpet becomes the main melodic force, aside from the vocals. The minimalist worldbeat approach of guitarist Clay Ross also meshes well with drummer Quentin Baxter's West African roots. Vocalist Kiana Parler grew up singing in the church and says that gospel is at the root of Ranky Tanky's sound.
You got to move. You got to move. You got to move, child. Oh, you got to move. When the Lord gets
celebrating the contemporary Gullah band Ranky Tanky, who just won a Grammy Award Best Regional Roots Album for their 2019 release, Good Time.